Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time, and that means Tom Lydon, president of Global Trend Asset Management, editor of ETF Trends. And with everything that's going on in the ETF world, and there are a lot of places you can turn to for information, but I like ETF Trends, not only because, of course, I'm friendly with Tom and everything else, but because you get an understanding not just of what's happening, but of how to use the new tools or how maybe to ignore the new tools sometimes. And that's important. That's also what we try to do here. Now, if you want more information, ETFTrends.com or on Twitter at ETF Trends. Also, you can follow Tom directly on Twitter where he is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the Guggenheim Solar ETF, ticker symbol TAN.
The Guggenheim Solar ETF, ticker TAN. Now, we should point out for folks, you are a member of Guggenheim's board of directors. However, that's really not an issue here because this is an ETF. I mean, it's always an issue when we're talking about a fund that you help to run from a board perspective, but this is kind of a pretty unique product and you have to decide that you want it. I mean, some folks hate the solar stuff because it is so busy. Other folks, well,
I want all the power you can give me.
They want all the power you can give them.
it's true, Chuck, and this is not an ETF for everybody. It's not for the faint of heart. It surely is futuristic in nature, but it tells a lot about where we are in America today. So just a couple statistics. Solar panel installation is increasing at a dramatic rate. So there's a system, a solar panel system, put in place in America every 4 minutes. And by 2016, they say that number is going to be down to 1 minute and 20 seconds. So two-thirds of all distributed solar in the U.S. was installed just in the past 2.5 years. So it's a very new industry, but it's moving very fast. A couple other things that we know and we have to put into play is they enjoy certain tax breaks. So a company where there's a lot of demand and it gets tax breaks, you can imagine is going pretty well. So as we look at it, we know a couple things that are very good and also a couple things to be concerned about. It's a very thinly sliced sector. There aren't that many companies that make up this index, and they're supported by tax incentives from the government, and it also kicks off a pretty attractive yield at 5.23%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a lot of things going for it, but if something were to happen, such as incentives were to go away, demand were to go away, you could imagine that this ETF would be negatively affected in a pretty big way.
Do you consider this a piece of the energy allocation, or is it something else? I mean, if somebody is looking at this, it's not that you can't get exposure to these stocks necessarily and other things, but if you were buying an energy fund, as a general rule, you're not going to find too much of this there. So is this an adjunct to energy, or does it not get classified that way?
Well, I think this is one of those things, and you and I are having a great time talking about ETFs in general. This is not the S&P 500. This is really is a thinly sliced area. But as we here in America are hearing more and more about the demand for solar-type products and solar energy, and obviously our current administration is very much behind it in a big, big way, and because they're fighting other things on Capitol Hill right now as opposed to tax incentives for solar installation, this may continue to go untouched for an extended period of time. And who knows? We remember talking about electric cars 5 years ago, and then it seemed that within the financial crisis, it faded away. But all of a sudden, you look around, there are more electric vehicles that are running around the country than ever before. So it's one of those things, I think, that is not going away. It's going to be part of what we're doing in the future. And I would look at it from an allocation standpoint to put in the aggressive slash risky category. I wouldn't take out your energy position or take money away from your energy position to buy this. But on the other hand, the fact that you've got most of the big solar players covered within the ETF or the index in the ETF, if you were to put 2% of your overall equity allocation here with the idea that you're going to hold it for 10 years, I think you're going to be pretty happy 10 years from now.
Okay, well, and that's the important thing for people to understand. This is, in your mind, a piece of the aggressive growth space. This is your more speculative, more aggressive side of the portfolio. So if you have an allocation to energy, leave that allocation intact. If you have an allocation to aggressive growth, this is where you're saying, give it a piece of that 2% max overall, which will depend on what piece of that your aggressive growth is in your overall portfolio, right?
Yeah, that's right. And a few shows ago, we were talking about another thinly sliced ETF, and we said, geez, this might be a good investment for a grandchild, right? So you tuck a little bit away where they maybe won't touch it for 10 or 20 years. You know that this area of the marketplace is probably going to do very well in the next 10 or 20 years. So you have to have a long-term outlook. I wouldn't be trading on this at all because it can be volatile at times. And just understanding and looking under the hood before you buy it.
It is the ETF of the week. It is the Guggenheim Solar ETF, the ticker symbol TAN, T-A-N, because, hey, if you're going solar, you'd like to catch a tan, but not too much tan, because that'd be dangerous. So that's why about 2% is what we're looking at. And again, 2% of the aggressive growth portion of the portfolio, not necessarily the energy portion. Tom Lydon, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom, of course, is the president of Global Trends Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. And if you want more information, ETFTrends.com or at ETF Trends on Twitter. There is much more to go on the Thursday, October the 3rd edition of Money Life. The big interview is next. Sucking on some brain fluid of very smart people. That's how we live the money life. Stick around. We'll be right back.